This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Jeremy White and Joe DiBiase.
All I'm saying is, as a society, we missed an opportunity to have the upside-down logo represent that your franchise is in distress. Culturally, now those hats are cool,
yeah.
As opposed to, listen, I like this team, and I know things are pretty messed up right now. I'm not happy about it.
It's the new paper bag over your head. Show up to a game with a jersey where the Sabre logo is rotated 90 degrees. You just have one ready to go, so if you're mad at them that day when you wake up, like, they lost yesterday, I'm going to wear the upside-down hat.
Here's our billion-dollar idea, Joe. There's a little thing in the back, and you can undo it and rotate it around and put it back on to represent every day how you feel about the team that you're wearing the hat for.
Here, it's a billion-dollar idea.
We are. We shut down the stream. We're done. We're out of here. We're retiring on this idea now.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on Western New York Sports Giant, WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, I don't know if people know this, but that's upside-down hat fad has a Bills connection to it. As Sal Capaccio joins us here, and will throughout today's show. Jeremy White is off today. It's Jeremy and Joe. Morning, Sal.
Morning to you. The Bills, you had to tell me this connection.
Yeah.
There was something when one of the early hats with the Bills, I know that.
Kinda. It's more, yes, one of the early hats, I think, was an upside-down Buffalo hat. The guy who kind of started the whole upside-down hat thing was on the Bills roster at one point in time.
Oh, okay, okay. Do you remember the name?
I know the name. Do you have any idea?
I don't. I don't remember. I remember the story. I don't remember the person.
You'll have to tell me, though. Maybe he wasn't ever on the roster. Maybe he was on the practice squad, or maybe he was even training camp. But Ben DiNucci. Former backup quarterback. He started a Sunday night game for Dallas.
Preseason, I think.
Yep.
And then came aboard, I think, for like a cup of coffee at one point as well.
Okay, after like, maybe... Like
I think they had to sign him one year for... Was it recently for a preseason game to make sure they got through it or something like that?
That sounds right. He would have played him and Anthony Brown, maybe, played a preseason game for the Bills. I think that sounds right. But... He is like the guy that started the upside down hat thing, so that's the Bills connection to it. That's it. A practice squad quarterback for the Bills was the one. Well, good morning. It's Jeremy and Joe. Jeremy, again, as I mentioned, is off today. We'll get to a lot of fun stuff today as we start to kind of piece together the sections of the season now that we have the schedule. I got a good Chiefs question to get to later. I'm very excited for the Leafs a little bit later. I'm anticipating, Sal, that we might have a batch of listeners that we don't often have that are just people that got woken up by the thunderstorm in the last hour.
I did. It wasn't just the thunderstorm. It was really more the lightning than anything.
Yeah.
Suddenly the lightning was just all over the place. Like you just see flashes, very, very bright inside the house. I was waiting for some of the thunder at some point because it was right on top of you. You know, the lightning happens, then the thunder, obviously. It was right on top of you. But then after not long, it was lightning, and then you wait a while, and then mm-hmm. the thunder, you could tell that the storm was going away.
Yeah. It was – I mean, you lived in Florida, so you're going to be much more experienced this than me, but every 3 seconds – it seemed there was like a lightning bolt. The frequency of the lightning, I thought was pretty. I can't remember ever seeing it like that. And again, this storm's already moved through where we are, Amherst, where Sal is in Buffalo. And then maybe it's into Clarence now. But I'm sure you've got Florida stories of thunderstorms that probably pales in comparison to.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, we get some bad ones here. But the thing about them in Florida are... they're kind of just more frequent. Like every day you sure. get some rain, it seems like, especially certain times of year. You're playing golf and you're like, well, it's going to rain at some point. And then when it is, you just kind of wait it out for a little while. But yeah, you get that a lot down there. Once that humidity starts to go away a little bit as the sun starts setting, it comes out. But today was cool. Today was kind of a show. And yeah. we're going to have Pat Hammer on today to talk about it a little bit as well.
We might have jinxed it a little bit. Sal texted me last night, like, let's get Pat Hammer on. Like, perfect. We're going to have him on at 7:30 this morning, so I knew we were going to have Pat Hammer on. And then I woke up to the biggest thunderstorm that I feel like I've seen in Buffalo in years this morning. Or at least the lightning part of it was at least the most.
Did it rain a lot? I'm in Studio Capaccio's. People in the bullpen can see. By the way, hello. Did it rain a lot? I didn't check outside.
It rained... I want to say monsoon level might be a bit of an exaggeration, but yeah, the wind was blowing. I saw 50, 60 mile per hour winds was the number. It certainly looked like that. And it was just a wall of rain for sure for like 15 minutes probably there at one point. So yeah, like that was a storm. I mean, it was kind of quick, but I was not anticipating that this morning. But again, kind of funny that we're going to have Pat Hammer on a little bit later about the weather for the Bills schedule more so. We'll ask him about this morning. And I'm excited for that, too. I mean, Bills fans that are going to be hoping to go on road trips. Sal, like, I've already... Yep. The best you can do, before talking to Pat at least, is, like, I looked up the average weather in Charlotte on October 26th. Like, what the average temperature is for some of these games. And we talked about the Miami game, too. So we'll talk about it in a little over an hour, but I do feel like the Bills on a lot of those fronts kind of made out this season. Maybe fans did, you know, where a lot of the warm weather climates, Houston is a little bit later in the year. That's going to be more for the fan part because of the stadium. But we'll talk. I've got some big picture stuff to get to, but it's just another piece of the schedule that I kind of like it. I like all parts of it, the weather parts of it, the early kind of easy start after week one. I don't really have many complaints about this Bills schedule.
We've kind of gone from, I remember years ago when we were in the drought and I would come on here in the morning, talk with Jeremy about the schedule. And Jeremy would always say things about like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they gave 3 December home games. Because at that time, you didn't expect the Bills to be that good. And you're like, what's that going to look like? There are not going to be as many fans there. People aren't going to want to go. The team's not going to be as good. The expectations. So it was like you did not want to get late home games. Well, then they started to get good. And there was a, hey, we like getting these teams at home in December. We like getting the Miami Dolphins up here in December. And it could have playoff implications, and you want that. And I think there's still a little bit of that, but there's also a little bit of, okay, like if you're going to be – at home in December, we expect the team to be good. Maybe there's not a lot riding on it, so I'd rather not do that. I'd rather be in a warm weather city. So I think we've kind of run all of these courses as far as having home games late. And of course, this year, you do have home games late, including week 17 and week 18.
Right, exactly. And now it becomes more about, is that game still going to be meaningful to the Bills more than, you know, are they going to be good when that arrives, because that is basically assumed. That's one of the things that I want to get to today. We got a lot of fun stuff planned. I want to talk about the Leafs tonight, which, man, what a night they're about to have one way or the other. A game 7 back in Toronto, or your season ends losing 4 in a row to the defending champs. There's some good stuff coming this weekend in sports. I'm wondering how much the Bills will get picked, you know? Like, how many people are going to be looking at their schedule and what they've done this offseason, and maybe even contrasting it to what Baltimore and Kansas City schedules look like. The divisions, I think, are another key piece of this, where right now, you go look at Mike Jannetty from SpotTrack, I think tweeted out yesterday, the division odds for each of the division favorites. And there's a gulf. Like, the Bills are a minus 240 favorite in the betting odds to win the AFC East. No other division favorite is better than minus 140, which is the Eagles, minus 145. So I'm wondering, Sal, like, how many we're going to be seeing the Bills get picked, I bet, to win the Super Bowl. And at least to get the one seed, which I'm excited for. That's what this regular season to me is going to be all about.
It's a pretty big juxtaposition from last year, which is when so many people told us the Buffalo Bills were taking a step back, right?
Yep.
That they were going to be, okay, they're going to fight for 10 wins maybe. They might not make the playoffs. They're not the favorite in the division. Such a difference from then, which is this year, this schedule comes out, looking at this team, this roster having the MVP. And how many people have we heard over the last 24 hours or so to say, oh, look, they're winning 13 games, maybe 14 games. They're getting the one seed. We got Emmanuel Acho, who last year was all about the Bills taking this step back, and he was kind of the poster child for that particular type of opinion on the team.
Yeah.
You got him yesterday saying, oh, my God, number one seed, and Josh Allen repeats his MVP. This is the year. Look at this schedule, and look what they're going to be able to do.
Yeah. Man, I mean, was he the original originator of the window closing conversation? He might have been. I don't remember who exactly was. Because there was a lot of that last year. Yeah, I think it's going to be tough not to think that the one seed is lined up for them. I was looking yesterday at the quarterbacks that the Bills will play, especially in the early part of the season. I mean, before they play Mahomes and the Chiefs in Week 9... But between Jackson and Mahomes, I mean, Fields, Tua, Shuck, I think, for New Orleans, May, Penix, Young. Like, some of these guys are talented, but, man, the Bills play a lot of young quarterbacks in that early part of the season. A lot of young quarterbacks. And
yes.
Sean McDermott's got a great track record against rookie quarterbacks. I would imagine that extends a little bit to second and third year guys, too. But like that's the thing. Like, there aren't this fleet of monsters on the schedule. You've got Burrow eventually. You've got Hurts eventually. We mentioned Mahomes, but I expect them to play with the lead all year long at that one seed.
And then if they do play with the lead all year long, I mean, then you get into, okay, what they did in the offseason to bring in Joey Bosa, to bring in Michael Hoyt, guys that can get to the passer a little bit. You know, you can take a little bit off Joey Bosa playing in the run game, playing on first and second down. I was actually thinking about this the other day, and I haven't done it yet. So maybe we can do it today. I don't know. Maybe we have time. Maybe we don't. But maybe you and I can walk through this. We did this. You and I have done this before on the Extra Point Show when we used to host. We should rank the quarterbacks the Bills are playing this year.
100%. 100%. We should definitely
rank
do
the
that.
Quarterback the Bills are playing this year.
In fact, I do have written down on my little topic sheet here, power rank quarterbacks on Bills schedule. So I am ready. I've not ranked them already. We could do that definitely a little bit later on, because
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That too, like, I think the big picture here, Sal, like the one seed and like kind of setting up now that the schedule is through, like the next couple of months leading up to training camp is just kind of like setting the table for what's ahead for this team. A lot of the work of the offseason is done, right? The draft is over. Now we know who they're playing. All the free agents, that the big names are already off the table. Sure, they could go add somebody still. But there's not really anybody of major consequence that is still out there. Really, the one big move, in fact, we could touch on this very quickly, maybe get back to it. The only big move left out there that could change the way you look at the Bills offseason is Trey Hendrickson. And I don't know, Sal, I have a hard time believing, one, that the Bengals would trade him to an AFC, a strong AFC rival that will be in competition with them. And two, I'm kind of spooked into ever believing now that these star pass rushers are going to get traded after fully believing Myles Garrett was going to get traded and then it didn't happen.
Yeah, I hear that. And I would say just from a Bills standpoint, I just don't know how they could do it. I guess we always say there's always a way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But given their salary cap situation where they are, I mean, you're talking about a guy who's looking for $30-plus million a year, right? This isn't a $10 million ad where at this point in the season you can kind of move some things around. I just don't know how the Bills would be able to do that. You're right, from a Bengals standpoint, I'm not sure where this goes. He did a 20-plus, 30-minute media session the other day, I'm sure you saw,
yeah,
when he showed up and they were at, you know, OTAs or whatever. And I had Kelsey Conway on yesterday on the Extra Point show, and we talked about it, and she basically made it known, look, he wants to stay in Cincy, but he's dug in. Like, if they don't meet like what he thinks he's worth, this is going to go on a long time. And the fact is, they have not spoken. That is his biggest complaint right now. He wants to stay in Cincinnati, but he feels like, look, they haven't even talked to me. Like, if they at least talk to me, we could have a conversation about where this goes. So I don't know where it goes for them. I'll say this, though, too, Joe. As much as we talk about the Bengals and how great their offense can be, and we know that with Burrow and Chase and Higgins, they did make a defensive change, but their defense wasn't that good last year. And as Kelsey said, they need Trey Hendrickson. Like, he's such a big part of what they do. So you look at the Bengals this year, a team that's going to be fighting in the AFC with the Bills and the Ravens and the Chiefs, and you expect that. Boy, if they don't have Trey Hendrickson, and, you know, I think it's more of the same for them. I think it's more of higher scoring games, losing games, because they can't simply stop teams.
Yeah, Al Golden is the new defensive coordinator in Cincinnati after being that for Notre Dame for 1 year, 3 years, excuse me, at Notre Dame. So that's the change on the coaching front. And then, like you said, like, without Hendrickson, they drafted some defense, but we talked to Joe Marino about this last week. Like, Shamar Stewart is not a guarantee. Like, he's kind of one of those boomer bust prospects. We talked about him a little bit for the Bills leading up to the
draft. By the
way,
he's not even practicing right now during these OTAs and stuff, because he's got some sort of bonus issue with his contract, and they slot these guys. It's crazy.
They're, like, not offering him. Is it the bonus or is it the guarantee? Money, either way. I mean, I guess it's the same thing. They're not offering him as much as the same draft picks for the last 2 years maybe got. Right, which is just another, that's Cincinnati just being Cincinnati a little bit. That, you know, they got all this, you know, puff your chest out after they signed Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. Like, see? False narrative. We do pay guys. Look at what we did with our two receivers. When, by the way, the Higgins contract is like more of like a 2-year deal in the first place. And then, like, okay, you did do that, but we're seeing, this isn't false. We see all of these stories. Jermaine Pratt, a starting linebacker for the Bengals, also asked for a trade this offseason because he wasn't getting paid enough or didn't think that. I agree. Without Hendrickson, with Hendrickson, I'm skeptical of how good defensively that team could be. And without him, I don't know. Right, you're trusting then a first-round rookie who isn't even there yet because of that money stuff there. And He was the guy with the crazy athletic profile out of Texas A&M that had like 4 sacks in college. So, okay, maybe. Or maybe the non-production in college means he'll be, you know, he'll take a while to get rolling. So...
yeah, and look, great point here. I'm reading the bullpen, getting connected with our fans, brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. AC says, I've never heard anyone say the phrase, I want to stay in Cincinnati before. And that's right. And I even said that to Kelsey when she was on, Joe. Yeah. I said, like, this is kind of a departure. Here you have a guy who actually says, I want to be here with an organization that, you know, for years has been known to be cheap or they're not paying their players. And granted, they did keep a couple guys. They kept Chase. They kept Higgins. They kept Burrow, obviously. But here's a guy that says this, and she agreed 100% and said, yeah, like, when do you ever hear guys say that? And he's saying it. And he wants to do it.
Yeah.
And this guy's been great the last couple of years. So I do wonder where that goes with them. The Bills obviously play the entire AFC North this year. And, you know, those games are going to be critical when it comes down to tiebreakers and head-to-head and conference record, right? I don't know where Pittsburgh is right now. It's the yearly chase for 9-8, I guess. I'm not sure. And then I think Cleveland obviously is not going to be very good at this point. Mm-hmm. Speaking of quarterbacks, like, we don't even know. Like, we're going to rank these quarterbacks at some point.
There's a couple teams.
There's at least three teams in the schedule right now. That we have no idea who the quarterback will be when they play the Bills.
Ooh, those three are going to be New Orleans.
At least three.
New Orleans, right?
Yep.
Definitely Cleveland, right? I don't even know who I would predict. By week 16, it could be anybody. And then the third one would be... Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh would be the third one.
Right. I think those are the three we just don't really know right now.
Yeah. By the way, three of those 4 AFC North games for the Bills are all within 4 weeks. Weeks 13, 14, and 16. And that's, by the way, like, that division being tough, that's part of the point, I think. I don't know if it's the main reason why you would say Bills for the one seed, this is the year. But it's certainly one of them. That, are we over-exaggerating the difference in the rest of the division? Because that's how I see it. I see it as, listen, the Ravens are on the Bills level, absolutely, but I think the Bills, I would pick more wins for the Bills because I just think the Ravens are going to have more of a challenge. They have the Bengals in their division, and I would expect that, you know, they'll, even if their defense is still pretty bad, that they'll be better than they were last year. And I think Pittsburgh is always tough, and they play the Ravens tough even when they're not a great team. And then you've got the West, where that's the one where maybe I can't figure out where I want to land. I want to believe that somebody is finally going to challenge the Chiefs in that division, and that maybe the Chargers are finally up to the task, or that, you know, the Raiders get Geno Smith, so they'll be a little bit more competent, or Denver takes another step with Bo Nix. So I've been hurt on that one before because I've believed, you know, a couple years ago when Herbert had just broke out and the Raiders went and got Devontae Adams and the Broncos got Russell Wilson. That was the year I'm like, all right, this is the year. Chiefs are finally going to be toppled in their own division. Someone's going to put up a fight. And there was no fight to be had at all. So, but that's how I see it right now, is the Bills, the part of the one seed chase and what I think makes them favored for that is I think the Chiefs and the Ravens especially, they're going to have tougher fights on their hands.
Yeah. I agree about the Chiefs, and it looks like maybe the Chargers maybe the Chargers can be a team that can threaten them, but I'll believe it when I see it, right, Joe? Maybe
even the Broncos.
The Broncos played them tough. What's crazy is, on paper, you think, like, last year, the Chargers would be the team to do it. The Broncos were the team that played them tougher and had a chance and had them on the ropes, right? The Broncos were. And that, you know, didn't materialize. Remember what Sean Payton said after the Bills game, the playoff game? I don't know if you remember this. Sean Payton basically came out in a press conference. Now, he's Sean Payton, so take it for what it's worth. He came out in the press conference after they lost to the Bills in the playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, yeah, if we got by this one, we had a really good plan and felt good about the next game. Meaning, like, he thought they would beat the Chiefs the next week, is what he said. And like, I do think there's something to be said for the way that they were able to play the Chiefs. I mean, I know that was that last game of the year and the Chiefs, you know, sat their guys. And then they had the game where they had the field goal blocked. But it seems like the Chargers are the team that's supposed to do it.
Yes.
But the Broncos are the team that actually head-to-head have been a little bit better here, at least last year.
Right. The Broncos might have a better chance. The Chargers are you're right, the team that are supposed to do it because you've got the quarterback. Like, You're supposed to have the quarterback. Maybe the quarterback starts getting more flack. It's kind of amazing he actually hasn't, Herbert, because I think he's awesome. I think he's super talented, and the dude just collapses at the end, right? Like last year, he threw more picks in the postseason than he did in the regular season, or something.
Close yeah, that's
to that.
Right.
And there was that comeback that they had that game with the Jaguars that was wild a couple years ago. So, anyways, there's a lot to get to, of course, as we break down the NFL season and you know the Bills' path forward. I've got a question about the Bills and kind of the end result of this season that I think will get you know people interested. Calling in 803-0550 is the phone number. We'll power rank the quarterbacks on the Bills' schedule. I want to talk a little bit about the Leafs. The Bandits, by the way, are at home tonight. And they're looking for the three-peat chase. I think, are we allowed to call it three-peat? I know Pat Riley owns the
as long Rams, as you're not making money off it, I guess you're allowed to, I think.
That's right. How amazing is that still, by the way? I still can't believe Pat Riley owns the rights to three-peat, and he never three-peated. It's crazy. we could talk about that. We will talk about that when Dave Buchanan joins the show a little bit later on as well. So we got plenty of time for your phone calls leading up to Pat Hammer coming up at 7:30. Sal Capaccio is in for Jeremy White today. It's a Friday. You ready for the weekend with us? Talking Bills, talking schedule, one seed, all ahead here on WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.